Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning. Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup right here on 97.3 The Fan. We're having a great time here at North County Ford and Vista. Now, Tom from San Diego corrected me. It is not Vista Way. It used to be Vista Way. Back in the old days, right, Ken?
Yes.
And so I guess when I used to live here, I kind of go back. It's Vista Village Drive now. So Vista Village Drive off the Highway 78, and you just turn left or right, whichever way you're coming there. Just go to the
north,
it would be. And we're right here. You can't miss North County Ford and Vista. It's a
huge.
Great spot. It's gigantic, yeah. Great spot, and we're very stoked to have their hospitality here and have a great crowd here, too, and thanks for everybody's support. We have Ken Corum from Ken's Custom Reels in Oceanside, and, Tom's approving now the cake that Jody brought to celebrate Arnie's birthday, so happy birthday once again to Arnie, and it is good cake for sure. Not that I had any, but
had some of mine.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. So Ken, having a great time, and it's time for the catch report.
You got it, buddy. Well, it's time to find out what's biting out there. And today, our catch report sponsored by Dana Landing on Mission Bay. It's your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing. They have a complete saltwater tackle shop, a full deli. They have Mexican and California licenses, trips and six-pack charters. And when it comes to freshwater tackle, check out East County Bait and Tackle, full of all the freshwater tackle and live bait that you need for a great day in the lake. Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld, next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay, and East County Bait and Tackle. They're at the end of the 67 Freeway at Maple View and Lakeside. Check DanaLanding.com. We're going to start off our catch report with the man, our private boater buddy, and our FishDope.com reporter, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Pete, and Ken. So, another good week offshore here, guys. I'm a little handicapped with a voice, so you're going to have to bear with me. A lot of fish around, although not biting quite as good as it should be. And a little weather on the outside made it a little tough to get out and check some of that outside area, but thank God it is laying down. At Santa Barbara Island, still some good signal there. A few sea bass around, but mostly yellowtails. Sardines are working just fine. Don't really need the squid. Some on the surface iron. And the cold sniper jerk baits and stick baits are kind of a little secret weapon for those guys fishing those gels up there. They're really liking them. At Catalina, still a ton of fish around there also, but again, not biting quite as good. Water's warm, squid's not necessary. Sardines and mackerels are working just fine, guys. Those fish are scattered all over the island. Everybody's focused on the back, but there's been some really good fishing on the front side there. It's holding pretty heavy, and a lot of that stuff on the front, there's some schools of big ones in there. And for your offshore guys there's good signal on the marlin just right down below the east end of the island. There's also a little bit of fish on the kelps in that area. There's a dorado or two, and there's been some tanker yellows that some of our customers have caught outside the 277 there. At San Clemente Island, still heavily impacted with Navy operations, but guys have threaded the needle, slipped in. There's still some squid in the cove, and big yellows and sea bass are on it, and then yellows up the front when you can get in. But again, guys, please check the website for the closures there. They got a lot going on at Clemente. Just below the island, kind of on a line from Desperation toward that 43, the bluefin's showing good again. It's biting a little better than it has been, including some really big ones caught here recently and some huge heartbreak. Also, my good friend Rob Webster pulled on one for 8 hours and 5 minutes and broke it off.
Oh, man.
That's so sad on a fish like that. But, yeah, there's a lot of fish around, guys, and it looks like that bluefin is starting to hopefully get with the program, and hopefully it gets up there in Desperation like it did before and settles in for a bit. That'd be some serious fun. But there's a lot of stuff around. It's time to go fishing, guys.
Yeah, no kidding. And, of course, FishDope.com. Danny's been on it. You going fishing or you want to go fishing, check FishDope.com. $20 off a new membership to FishDope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. Hookup now is your $20 code, and we're giving away a fishdope.com membership to somebody that wins the casting contest today. So
sweet.
That's going to be very nice, a full year membership there. And, Mark, how do we find you?
B, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger by the big Chevron station. The phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. The website is PacificEdgeTackle.com. And, you know, you guys mentioned that CalStar, that, you know, you're figuring out that 40-pound outfit, the perfect one there. That CalStar 7400M is probably the least known and coolest rod that CalStar makes for that particular setup. They got a real winner with that one.
Now, that's not a graphiter, right?
It's a graphiter.
Oh, it is a graphiter.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, and it's fairly new.
Awesome.
And, you know, it just hasn't got a lot of press like some of the other blanks that they've been making for so many years. But it's just, it's got a nice,
a fish
heavy
killer.
Butt section, a little softer tip. Yeah, it is definitely a fish killer. Absolutely.
Yeah, they actually make three in that series. There's an M, an H, and an XH. And
oh, really?
That covers you from, you know, even 30 on up through pushing 100 pounds.
CalStar 7400
series.
M,
the, don't
H
let the secret
X.
out.
Yeah. Yeah, now the secret's out, so now they're going to get back ordered, right? Hey, Mark, thanks a lot for that great private boater buddy report. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
Okay, you got it, Pete. We'll see you guys.
All right.
Thanks, Mark.
It.
All right, now let's head on down to San Diego over to C4 Sport Fishing. Talk to our buddy Marcos. He's standing by right now. Good morning, Marcos.
Good morning, guys. How you doing today?
We're doing
fantastic.
Great.
Good morning.
Well, a little low to start the week there for the middle of the week, but definitely picked back up the last few days here. Those half-day trips, so a lot of really good fishing in the morning there for those reds, rockfish, whitefish, sheephead. Now, we'd normally be catching in August, but if you're going to be doing it, they're doing it right, and there's very good fishing on there. So if you want to take someone out, maybe new to fishing, or just want to go out there and just pull in some fish, that's a great trip. Get some fish tacos, have a nice little barbecue. Afternoon trip, seeing a lot of calico bass. Yesterday, 62 calico bass put on the boat, 130 release, a handful of rockfish there. The twilight trip also last night, 25 calico bass, 100 released, and a little bit of bottom fish there. So nice options on the half day there. So some nice weather, some great fishing. Full day trip is picking back up a little bit. Still not a lot of yellowtail, but they're getting a nice mix of fish on there. Seeing yellowtail, bonita, barracuda, and bass to go with some very good bottom fishing there. So a nice variety trip there, and hopefully that picks back up with those yellowtail. The overnight trips the last few days, much better than they were earlier in the week. Seeing a lot of yellowtail on there, still a handful of bluefin, yellowfin, occasional Dorado in the mix there. So lots of options for you guys. Definitely check the website, seaforthlanding.com. We have our full schedule up there for those half days, including those twilight trips, the full days, one days, some day and a half, and longer trips mixed in there. You can make your reservation straight on the site there. You can always give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. More than happy to help you guys out, get you guys out there fishing, because, like I said, there's still a lot of good options right now.
No doubt, man. Sounds like all the way across the board, all the trips, seeing some of that good fishing, Marcos. We'll appreciate a great report. Thanks for keeping us in the loop, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next Saturday.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, Marcos.
Thanks, Marcos. We're going to hear from John at Whalers Cove Lodge very shortly about what's going on up there. Oh, we got John.
Yeah, we're ready to roll,
right,
buddy. Yeah.
Good morning, Captain John from Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. Good morning, John.
Well, good morning. The sun is out, it's bright, and the fish are in. Yesterday was an epic day of fishing. I brought 19 coho to the boat, and I released a 40-inch king salmon, and the guest was thrilled to let it go and go spawn. So
nice.
That was really cool.
I don't know that I did
blast.
I'm just saying, you know.
You've never seen Pete just like, oh, man, Pete was already licking his chops having a 40-inch king.
Oh, yeah, no, it was a beautiful king. And before the closure, we had some other kings, and it's been great fishing. I had a silver gray rockfish the other day that was 30 inches long. It was
oh,
a
my
beast.
God. Wow.
It was an absolute beast, but we've had all kinds of cool catches here. We're starting to get some more black cod as people, you know, discover, hey, I've already got, you know, X amount of salmon, let's do something else. So we've got black cod going on, of course, Pacific cod, and the coho salmon is, you know, it's really starting to get good now. And we've got the freshwater trips. We had a freshwater trip the other day, and somebody caught a 17-inch dolly. Which was really cool. And of course the halibut has been absolutely stellar. We had last night I gave away 600-pound hats, and in the last week there was some more 100-pounders and a 200-pounder. So it's just still great. and the water's
mackerel.
And we're really gearing up. Yeah, we're really gearing up for the kayak trips now. So we've got some kayak trips that are going to be going out this week, and trying for halibut, rockfish, salmon, and we're staging up at the freshwater locales as well. So we've got all kinds of kayak opportunities for people who want to go out in a kayak and catch fish.
That sounds awesome, man. Jeez.
Whalers Cove is in full swing, and we can't wait. Just perfect timing for our Let's Talk Hookup Davis Boats trips, which is the week after next. So that's going to be fantastic. We're very, very excited. It sounds like the Silvers are in. Did you get some rain, John?
No. Still no rain.
Still no rain.
We're waiting for rain.
But enough to get them up in the streams, huh?
Well, they're coming through, and they are big and beautiful. You know, when you're getting 10 and 12-pound coho, and of course, I think I told you last week about the 17-pound coho, those are beasts.
Yeah.
And they're just awesome fish, great fighters. You know, there's not much more you can ask for than a big coho that's jumping at the end of your line.
That's cool.
No doubt. Well, if somebody wants to come to Whalers Cove, I know there may be a few spots left here. Either you can fish even on a kayak as an option now, too. Or 2020 is, I found out from Jay that our trip in 2020 has one boat left.
Oh, my gosh.
In August of 2020, our Let's Talk Hookup trip. One boat left, four people. So if you want to go, you better call soon, right, Jay?
John.
Yep, you better call Jay. Yeah, you better call Jay right away at 1-800-423-3123. Again, call Jay at 1-800-423-3123. Check us out online at WhalersCoveLodge.com. That's WhalersCoveLodge.com. Check out our Facebook page. Check out our YouTube channel. You'll get to know what we're all about. And we're just making all kinds of improvements here. And the people that are going to come up and later in the season are going to experience some of the most epic, epic fishing, especially out of a kayak. So if you're really into that, come toward the end of the season. We've got a few spots left, and it will be absolutely epic.
Fantastic. John, thanks a lot for calling us from Whalers Cove Lodge, and we'll talk to you and see you very soon. Appreciate that. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
All right. Well, that's going to – thanks, John. That's going to wrap up our catch report today, sponsored by Blue Guard Innovations, making smart bilge pump switches and sensors designed to protect you, your vessel, and the environment. If your boat lives in the water and you've not installed the BG1 oil and fuel detector, you could be risking thousands in fines. The BG1 will detect oil in your bilge before you dump it into the water. It's just one of several switches and sensors made by Blue Guard Innovations. Check bluebgi.com or get their affordable products at San Diego Marine Exchange.
Indeed. Steve from L.A., the world famous Steve from L.A. right up front here. Come on down, Steve.
What's up, Steve?
Good to see you. Thanks for coming all the way down from L.A.
Good-looking
shirt. Guys.
Yeah,
that
is a good
thank you for joining us.
Glad to be here.
I have a question. Up in Pasadena, up in L.A., they're having the ACA, I guess, American Casting Competition, the Association's Competition. And I was up there watching these guys, and they have different categories of weights and different categories of poles and reels. But it's completely different from fishing. Completely different setup, all custom-made stuff.
Incredible little reels they make. For
yes,
stuff, huh?
Yes. Yeah, and they're throwing 1/4 ounce up to 3/4 ounce. Mm-hmm. And they're throwing it 100 to 200 yards, yeah. Or 200 feet, should I say.
Yeah.
But do you do any of that kind of custom work for that type of
you know, there's there no. I'm sure we could, if you have a reel, they make, there's a whole series of reels designed specifically for that competition. And it seems to be more of an East Coast thing. We've seen a couple of those reels come through the shop, but I'm not familiar with, that's not our game here in Southern California. So,
I had another question for you. The reels that are coming out now with all the aluminum bodies and everything, I remember talking to Carl Newell one time, and he was. I asked him about going to the aluminum reels, and he said, no, it's too much problem because of the different characteristics of the metal and the salt and all
the
that.
The salt, yeah, absolutely.
And that's all you see now. And that's why he had gone to the injection molding, whatever he did, because to get away from the salt. well, and introduce stainless steel.
So when Carl was doing all that stuff, Spectra was not part of the world yet. Yeah. It was strictly mono. So lightweight, good casting reels that we were fishing, line classes that graphite is strong enough to fish. Now, you know, with the advent of Spectra changed everything, how they manufacture reels, because now we're putting extremely heavy line on very small reels and expecting them to stand up to that. Aluminum is what it takes. Graphite
would blow up, right?
It just doesn't have the strength.
Twist and turn.
It would move all over the place.
But right ahead.
So Spectra changed everything. Absolutely changed how they manufacture reels.
Yeah.
Carl was right. His reels, you know, salt didn't affect a lot of what he did. But Spectra showed up on the scene, and the world has changed
it all. Hey, yeah. Steve, thanks a lot for coming down on North County Ford. Appreciate that.
Well, let's jump back into the phones this time. Again, if you want to get through on the phones, 833-288-0973. Let's talk to Skeeter calling us from Newport Beach this morning. Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I've been listening to the show since you came out with that app, and I've learned so much. I've been fishing my whole life, and I think I've learned more in the last couple of years than any sport deckhand or anything ever taught me, so thank you very much.
That's great, bro.
Thanks
for
listening on our Let's Talk Hookup app.
So I've always been fishing on a budget, and my wife wants to give me a good reel for my birthday. So I'm wondering about the Tranks or the Trinidad. What's the difference?
The difference between a Tranks and a Trinidad.
Well, one is level line and one is not. What's the application? What kind of fishing do you do?
Well, I've got a pretty good quiver of stuff, but, you know, like throwing irons and bait fishing. I'm doing both. And I've actually got the little Tranks, the 300, and it works great, but I'm looking at the 500, mm-hmm. so like the comparable size Trinidad. What is that, like the 16 or something like that?
So the difference would be if you are going to fish with bait, you certainly don't need a level wind. Level wind is for cast and retrieve. And if you're trying to throw iron or those cold sniper stick baits or all that stuff that's that you're going to cast and retrieve continually, that's where a level wind shines. If you're going to fish bait, you know, you're just throwing a bait in the water and the bait's going to swim, the level wind is not a important option.
Right.
So depending on what you plan to do most, and if you like your Tranks 300, you'll love the 500.
So powerful. It's like my go-to surface iron reel now.
There you go.
It's just like such a great, and throwing the for bigger fish, throwing the cold sniper stick baits.
Into the wind.
On that Tranks 500 and still having the power to retrieve, too.
I think a big thing, too, would be the type of line that you are planning on using. If you were going to cast a surface iron, very traditional with 40-pound mono, there's not a better reel in my mind than a Trinidad 20. But if you were wanting to cast with Power Pro, if you're wanting a braided line where you want to be able to maybe fish Max Quattro and get a lot of a high test line, like you want to fish a lot of 80-pound, there is not a more forgiving reel for casting Spectra than a Tranks, period. So if braid or mono was a big concern of yours, that would be a big reason to go from one reel to the other. Internal parts are pretty darn similar. It's just the makeup of the level wind and the braking system and, you know, complete free spool and, you know, the line being laid on the reel for you makes a big difference when you're using braid. So both great choices.
Indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that. David from Vista. David Clay, come on down. You're up at North County Ford and Vista. And, again, want to thank our chief engineer here, Bill Lippis, for doing such a great job.
Yeah, no doubt.
Taking care of business here at North County Ford. Appreciate your help, Bill.
There's a lot of fishermen in Vista.
Yeah, there are.
Hey, I just want to say, if you ever get a chance to go into Ken's shop, it's your fishing IQ, just from standing there listening, goes up. So it's a great place.
There you go.
So my question for you is about two-speed reel with a lever drag.
Mm-hmm.
How would you go about setting the drag? I heard you always have to have it in free spool before you turn it. And what about between trips? Do I leave it in free spool or do I just barely click it
Okay, so
yeah, nice question.
So then I don't forget the second question. Okay. I'll answer that first. When you're not fishing with the reel, on a lever drag reel, you do not need to back off the drag. And a lot of reels, by backing off the drag, you start losing parts. So okay. Do not back the drag off. Put the clicker on, put it in free spool. When you do that, the drag is internally entirely backed off. So that's the second part. Setting the drag, it's a lever drag reel. It has a preset drag. So at the center of the lever is a knob, and that adjusts the amount of drag that you can get in the throw of the lever. The rule of thumb is 25 to 30% of whatever line size you're fishing, you want that much at strike. So it's trial and error. But to adjust your preset, you have to be in free spool to turn that knob.
Yeah.
So put a little drag, turn the knob a little bit, put it up to the strike position, see what you get. If you're using a scale, then scale it. If it feels good at that point, I think it's important to see what you have past that strike position. So later on in the fight, if you do need more drag, there's actually some there when you go past the strike. So it's always good to put it in full and see what that feels like also. But in order to adjust the drag, you have to be in free spool to turn that knob.
And lastly, just watching Wes is an amazement. The guy's like Rain
Man.
Totally. His hands just keep moving.
Yeah.
And when he's done with the next reel, the hand just goes in the pile and grabs the next reel.
Yeah.
All right, thanks so much.
Thank you very much. You know, it's funny because Wes does the same thing. I have this most amazing tax guy in the world. Barry Pfefferman is his name. And while we're carrying on a full conversation, he's like typing away, how's the wife, what's been going on, how's the fishing business, and he's typing away, doing my taxes, not even paying attention to what he's doing, I think, but he's he's doing two things at once, and that's the same thing
that's
that Wes does.
Yeah.
It's like he's talking to you like he's normally, he's just like fiddling with the...
He's the
only other guy I've seen that can do that.
He's listening to the Padres game also.
Oh, third, yeah, number three.
Intently, yeah. But... And talking on the phone and working on the reel and talking to you. So
he's special. He is special, yeah, for sure. Okay, I'm going to make an attempt here. Epis Orles from Poway. Epis? It's Eric? Okay, Eric, all right. Does that look like Eric?
Eric, you missed your calling as a doctor, man. Yeah, that's a prescription pad signature if I've ever seen one.
You got to be an MD, right?
That?
You're an MD, right?
No.
You got the prescription pad signature perfect. Like, it's dead on.
Step right up to the mic.
What's up, Eric?
But his name is Eric.
It is Eric.
Hey, I don't know. He also does rods, too, if you guys didn't know that. He made my first 100J way back 30 years ago when he used to have he used to be in the lighthouse.
Yeah, way back when.
I love his new shop, but the old one, you could get that new rod, put a reel on it, and just throw it right in front of his place, right into the water. Mm-hmm. And just test it out.
Right well, the new shop is not an old a new shop. It's an old shop now, huh?
Old in fact, in September, it'll be 17 years.
17 years old, of the new
shop. Yeah. Wow. So, we're getting old, Eric.
Anyways, the question I had was, you've got all these flat falls on here. I was wondering, what's the difference between one hook and two hooks, and should you put the two hooks on the top and the bottom, or could you just fish it just with one hook? And kind of wonder what's the best way to rig it. I've seen where they use the solid rings, and then they use the split rings to attach it to the line, and then the solid ring for the hooks and stuff like that, so they don't wear out. What would you guys, how do you guys hook or rig the
flat falls? Well, there's, if you ask 10 fishermen that are successful in using flat falls, you'll get 10 answers on that question. So what is the best way? You certainly want some heavy leader if you're fishing. Oh, let's back up. If you're fishing for the school size stuff, daytime fishing, it's not as important to put a heavy leader on. They seem to get bit good with fishing 50 and 60 pound test. If you're fishing for giant bluefin, then it's really important to leader up with heavy leader, 150, 200-pound fluorocarbon leader. Doesn't have to be fluorocarbon, but it's tougher. Maybe 30 inches of that as the leader end of the jig. The type of hook that you choose to put on those heavier jigs for the big fish, we really like. Mustad makes a 7-aught. I couldn't give you the number, but they make a 7-aught hook that is more like a 9-aught if anybody else is in size. It's a giant hook. We like putting two of those on the back end of the jig, and only the back end of the jig. We will rig them however you choose, but that's our choice. And the thinking behind that is, and this is all debatable, but the thinking behind that is having an assist hook on the front of that jig when those things are 7-8 ounces, they're very heavy. If you hook that fish on the front end of the jig and not the back end of the jig, when those fish swing their head and they swing their head violently and hard, you have 8 ounces of weight swinging and helping you release that hook that you do have them hooked with.
Okay.
So we kind of believe in having that hook on the back end of the jig, so when the tension is on it and they're swinging their head, it's not just
flopping around.
It's not a chunk of lead just flopping around trying to throw the hook
Makes
out
sense.
Of the fish.
All right. Well, great. Eric, thanks for coming down to North County Ford. It's good.
One other thing, do you guys use a bearing on the front end so that it swirls?
On the leader.
Okay.
The leader would have, you could have just a... the leader would be a swivel on one end and a split ring on the other, so you can just attach that to your jig.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming down to North County Ford.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information with Ken. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup live at North County Ford. We're on 97.3 The Fan.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
It's Yamaha's Power the Summer sales event. For a limited time, eligible new 90 to 300 horsepower four strokes include 2 free years of Yamaha extended service. And eligible 2.5 to 75 horsepower four strokes include up to $500 in dealer credit. Visit your local Yamaha outboards dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Offer ends August 30th, 2019. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. 24-month Yamaha extended service added to 36-month factory limited warranty. See authorized Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
2 years ago, Gamakatsu set out to develop a hook light enough for live bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle your next trophy bluefin. The answer? The Gamakatsu Nautilus Heavy Duty. Most captains agree the Gamakatsu Nautilus hook is best for tuna. And now with the introduction of the Nautilus HD, no matter how big the tuna, Gamakatsu has a hook to handle it. The new Nautilus HD is now available with solid ring or standard hook. Get it now at select tackle shops and start getting bit.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore. At Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, kids fish free every Sunday. Free half-day fishing trip and clinic free for kids 12 and under every Sunday at Dana Wharf. Join the Dana Wharf Kids Club and get over $100 of really cool stuff like 2 free fishing trips, a free whale watch trip, and more. Dana Wharf, everyone's favorite since 1971. Click DanaWharf.com or visit them in the Dana Point Harbor, the bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 freeway in Orange County. DanaWharf.com, where kids fish free.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges, how do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Your smart speaker can't fold your laundry.
Oh, what is that smell?
Or fill in for you at the dentist. But it can stream San Diego's best sports talk.
Super duper. That's nice.
Just say, play 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're live here at North County Ford and Vista having a great time.
Is it a cameo appearance by the one and only Mike Lump from the Fred Hall shows? And here's what a dedicated guy. He also works for Captain Rallo's Kids at Sea, friends of Rallo. He drove all the way down from Simi Valley to pick up the used tackle at Dana Landing.
Yep.
And decided to stop by here. But that's the kind of work he does. That's Mike Lump.
He's the best, man. The hardest working guy in our business. No doubt about that.
Hardest working guy, yeah, for sure. No doubt about that. Want to tell you about a great event coming up on Saturday, August 10th. That's 1 week today. It's the 17th annual Young Anglers Tournament at the Shelter Island Fishing Pier, which is right there on Shelter Island. It's sponsored by the San Diego Sport Fishing Council. They have great prizes, and it's all free. Just come on down to the Shelter Island Fishing Pier, and it's all for kids and all about kids, 15 and under, Young Anglers Tournament on August 10th. So
that's
cool. Be sure to check that out. Jim from Fallbrook is here, not far from Fallbrook. So you get all these North County guys here, which a lot of times they travel to other places, too. So thanks for coming to North County Ford. Yeah.
What's up, Jim?
How you doing? I wanted to ask Ken something. Drags, wet or dry?
Ha-ha.
And why?
Wet.
And maybe explain what the difference between the two is.
Well, so the drag washers that come from the manufacturers that are in the reels or aftermarket stuff, some manufacturers actually put a drag grease on their drag material. The manufacturers do. We do in 99% of everything that we do. We use drag grease on the drags for two reasons. Number one, it smooths the drag out, especially initially on that when it first starts to rotate. There is absolutely no hesitation. The other part of it, which I think is just as important, is by putting drag grease on the drag, you displace everything else that ruins drags. Salt water, other oils can't get through the drag grease to ruin the drag material. So to answer your question, wet drags.
Yeah, thank you.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for coming down to North County Ford. Another Vistaite is Arnie from Vista, our guy here. And Arnie, big event for CCA coming up, right?
Yes, we have an event coming up here. It'll be October 13th through the 15th. It's a day and a half trip.
Step right up to that, Mike.
Sorry about that, guys.
There you go.
And, basically what we're doing, it's between three chapters of CCA. It's the L.A., Orange County, and the San Diego chapter. We have three boats chartered for it. The L.A. is going to get the True Line from 22nd Street. Orange County is going to get the Fury from Dana Wharf. And we're going to get the Tomahawk down here in San Diego, and I'll be the charter master on that trip.
Oh, yeah. All
cool.
Right. Out of Fisherman's Landing.
Yes, sir. Now, the Tomahawk has been doing really well this year. Basically, the trip is going to include your bunk. It's going to include crew gratuity and also membership to CCA. We're trying to welcome new members, but, of course, if you are a current member, you're more than welcome to join on this charter.
And you get an extra year on your membership, right?
You betcha.
Yeah.
You betcha, guys. And the way you find it, go to the CCACalifornia.org webpage and find the link for the SoCal Charter Challenge.
Okay.
And you can sign up there, and then Chris or Ratchadera will contact you about payment. And right now, I'm going to be on Tomahawk. We had 24 spots. Well, now we got 19 spots because six guys have signed up.
Wow.
We launched this yesterday.
Just launched it yesterday, and there's already six signed up. So
yes.
You better get on it. Dana Wharf, 22nd Street, and Fisherman's Landing. So once again, how does somebody sign up?
Go to the CCACalifornia.org website. And Fury's got three people signed up on it already. So,
okay.
Guys, don't wait.
Yeah, don't wait. It's going to be great.
Get on this, and couple other things I'd like to say. Bush, a very happy birthday to Mary Francella from Poway Valley Collision.
Yeah,
it's her birthday
happy birthday,
today.
Mary. Yeah, indeed. And to you too, Arnie.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, actually, mine's is tomorrow, but why would I?
Okay, good cake.
You can thank Jody on
Jody
that.
Jody on
the
that,
cake
for
us.
Sure.
Put it this way. Why would I? What better thing to do to celebrate my birthday with 100 of my friends out here?
Yeah, right? That's cool. North County Corps. Well, thanks for coming down, Arnie, and thanks for supporting CCA. And Wayne Cotto, the director of CCA, is here helping us out with the casting contest. So thanks a lot for that, Wayne, too. We appreciate that very much. We have Art Taylor live from The Searcher. Good morning, Art.
What's up, Art?
Morning, Art.
Hey, good morning, Pete. How's things going today?
Doing great, great. What's going on in the fishing grounds?
Well, we're just coming back from Guadalupe Island. Things are perking up out there. Pretty good fishing, and so we're got some fish in the hole, and we had good weather, good fishing, and so we're headed back to San Diego. We're arriving tomorrow morning, and just want to let you and the listeners know that a great opportunity to go out and catch some yellowtail on kelps on the Searcher there, a day and a half trip. It's got 12 people on it right now, and it's going to go. So it's going to be a light load there tomorrow night, leaving at 6 o'clock and call Fisherman's Landing.
That's so great news.
All-inclusive, meals included, right?
Meals included, yeah. And the Bulldog will be running the boat, so get a hold of Fisherman's Landing at 619-221-8500 or the website there, fishermanslanding.com.
What time does the trip leave tomorrow, Art?
6 p.m., dinner's included. That's tomorrow night.
Yeah.
It's a good opportunity to come fishing on the Searcher with a light load.
Yeah, that sounds great. It's such a comfortable boat. And that's another thing that the Searcher does on day and a half that other boats don't. They leave earlier, and your dinner the night you leave is included, which is kind of an unusual deal. So great meals on the boat and great platform, stateroom accommodation. With that light alone, you might get your own stateroom, by golly.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's like an ultra-limited load trip. You get your own cabin.
Yeah, for sure. Not guaranteed, of course, but hopefully people are going to sign up and go with you. So, once again, fishermanslanding.com. Sign up on the web or just give them a call. Right, Art?
That's correct, yeah. Thank you very much, Pete.
All right. Thanks, Art. Nice to hear from you, for sure. Let's go ahead and jump to the phones, Rick.
You got it, buddy. They're packed up. Let's talk to Brian. He's calling us from Wildomar this morning. Good morning, Brian. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Hey, Brian.
Good morning, gentlemen. Every time Ken and I bring up a notepad and take notes. And,
no doubt.
question, and here's the scenario. You're on a boat. It's a slow plunker bite, and the boat's quiet. And when you go to turn your reel, it has that annoying click, 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 click. My Tyranos, your Marquesa, as you wind the reel, it has that annoying click, click, click. Is there anything you can do to customize that?
Well, let's look at it this way. If those reels in particular, if they didn't click, 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 your handle would be going backwards as soon as you got bit. So that's just in that design on those two reels, that is the dog, the anti-reverse dog, which is spring-driven, clicking into the gear. It's functioning. They're noisy. There's nothing you can do about that. It's part of the design
part
of those
reels.
The older TLDs make the same noise. A Penn International makes that noise. Later generation reels, they figured out some ways to minimize that and actually make them silent. However, a spring-driven dog is a positive...
Yeah, mechanical lock.
So having a little bit of noise is okay.
Yeah.
If your handle never backs up. So
there you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Castmaster Sutton Miller is up next. Sutton? I don't think he's casting now. Is he around? Sutton? Sutton Miller? Is he around? Okay, let's go to Eddie. Eddie from another Vistaite. Eddie.
the long trek down for Eddie this morning. What's up, Eddie? Good morning.
Morning, Eddie.
Good morning, guys. Hey, thanks for coming, Ken.
Glad to be here.
I took your advice and with the reels, getting the water out.
Mm-hmm.
No problem with my reels anymore. And a lot of it has to do with the drain holes on the bottom. Mm-hmm. Like the Accurates are on the bottom. The Shimano's are, you've got two sets, some of them. So if you hold your rods up straight with the reels attached, you know, it'll...
They're actually where they should be.
Yeah, where they should be, yeah. So on the Accurate, you got to put them down flat on the table. Mm-hmm. And then, so I do that, and mm-hmm. I haven't had any problems.
Excellent.
So thank you for that. Okay, so my question is, I'm getting ready already to go to Guadalupe on our Let's Talk Hookup trip.
My roommate right here. The Shogun.
Yeah.
Nice.
So thanks for doing that, Pete.
Of course.
I'm thinking about another rod and reel setup for my quiver. Something I can cast farther, like an 8-foot rod. What do you guys suggest on that?
A Guadalupe 8-footer.
Like,
come on,
Guadalupe 8-footer.
I'm going
to Guadalupe. I'm fishing 7-foot.
Yeah, however, you and me both.
However, to fish 40 pound, to fish 50 pound.
50 pound.
50 pound. 800 2X. Calstar, Graphiter, 800.
XXH.
Double X, like an 80-pound rod?
Ignore the line reading.
Ignore.
Okay, double X.
Because you're going to have to deal with Guadalupe yellowfin.
Mm-hmm.
That's the rod. If you want to go 8-foot, that would be the most helpful on landing those fish. And you're adding a foot to your cast, so that may or may not help you cast further. I think sometimes, especially at Guadalupe, I think casting is overrated. The importance of casting the bait is overrated. It depends on the conditions that you're fishing. The cast is always important, but you're better served, in my opinion. It's all about the bait, taking care of the bait, getting it cleanly on the hook and in the water without hurting that fragile little critter that we treat like junk, you know. We really do. So an underhand cast, if you practice an underhand cast, you will cast just as far as anybody casting overhand, and you're much gentler on the bait because the bait stays closer to the water and enters less violently into the water than an overhand.
Boy,
cast.
That's a good tip right there.
So, indeed, and especially yeah. Guadalupe, the water is clean and clear. The fish can be very picky. It's. I can't stress how important it is from the second you are at the bait tank till that bait is in the water, how you treat that whole piece of the fishing program can make a huge difference on your success. So.
All right. Thanks, Eddie.
The best I've seen at the underhand cast is J.J. Gerritsen.
Yeah.
There you go.
So that's
all right.
That's what I look
that's
at.
Good call.
Thanks for coming down to North County Ford. Roy from San Diego. Roy, you're next up here at North County Ford. And, again, beautiful day here in Vista. Come on down and buy a truck and a car.
I hope that goes up for you.
What's up, Roy?
Hey, good morning. Rick, I don't know, about a month ago or so, you were talking about using a – you know, mono as opposed to spectra and going across your reel like a Trinidad and whatnot and stuff, and how it digging in your fingers. How are you avoiding that then? Are you putting some tape on your fingers? Are you doing something different? Are you just got
I mean,
skin?
No, yeah, there's no way of avoiding the spectra. That's the downside, no doubt. You know, there's always going to be pros and cons to whatever you're doing, and, you know, the pros of spectra are many, diameter and, you know, and stretch and strength and those things. The downside is it will never be as comfortable, and I'm not one of those guys that can put the blue finger tape. I can't put it on my thumb or my casting finger. I need the feel of the line on my thumb to make the cast and feel what my bait's doing. So, yeah, as bad as it sounds, it's just I wouldn't say that I get real bad cuts, but you get like indentations that are just not as comfortable. So, yeah, I wish that I had a magic answer, but I don't, and that's the downside to it for sure.
And that brings something up that I just thought of. So, again, going back to the last question and how we treat bait, I know finger wrap is a important part of injury and prevention. However, that finger wrap, a glove, all those things that we try to protect our hands with is the worst thing you can do to a little weak little bait, fragile little critter that we're trying to fish with. So
because it's going to take some scales
off. It's going to take scales off.
Slime
it's
off just, scales.
Now, what about like the solar, the softer Aftco glove? You know, they make a softer glove.
A wet hand is the best.
Wet hand, okay. No, I get it. Yeah, no, that's it. Yeah, for sure. Hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for
thanks,
the call.
Ray.
Andy from Bay Park is next up. Andy, thanks for coming down to North County Ford.
Andy from Bay Park making his
Andy,
way out there.
He's
Andy.
Right
what's
there.
Up, buddy?
Thanks for coming down.
Thanks for having me.
What's up, Andy?
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming.
My question is, I understand now they're requiring a wristband to fish at the islands.
Yes.
What can you tell me? Is there a grace period, or if you don't have
there's
it,
no grace
done,
period.
Or?
No, I was at the islands the week before last. We're checked by the Mexicans. Very courteous, very official. We had all our paperwork in order, our temporary importation permit, our fishing licenses, our FMMs, and our bracelets, or our annual passport for the biosphere. And,
wow.
And that's what you need the bracelets for, is for the biosphere reserves, which gotcha. Are Guadalupe Island, Coronado Islands.
All the Pacific islands.
All the Pacific islands in Mexico, yeah. So now SAC, Sport Fishing
right.
Association of California, has set up on their website an easy way to get that annual passport. If you're going more than three times, Rick, is it a bracelet's like
yeah.
$5?
Yeah, exactly. The fourth right. time, it would make more sense to have
yeah,
bought a yearly.
Yeah, because it's $18 for an annual.
Oh, well, that's not bad.
Yeah.
Okay. And you just go on the CaliforniaSportFishing.org on their Mexico tab. They spell it out exactly how to do it, and you can do it right online there and get that annual. Or you can go to Dana Landing, Fisherman's Landing Tackle,
C4,
the other landings. They have bracelets you can purchase.
Yeah,
right?
You can get them from the day. I mean, is it a pain that you have to get something else? Sure, but the bracelets are crazy easy.
Pizza
I mean,
Chota, Ensenada, right?
Yeah, you just you go in. The only information we need is the name of the boat, the name of the boat owner, and then the number of permits you want to buy. One person can get them from everybody. The boat owner doesn't have to be, you know, you could just, hey, if it's your boat but your bud's in the area, you can send him down, and he can get licenses for everybody. They're $5 a piece per the day, and they're really easy to get. Or the annual one, it varies based on the peso, but it's sub $20. It's easy enough to get. And yeah,
all right, thanks for that,
yeah.
that info. Appreciate
you got it, buddy.
Yeah,
right.
It's good thank stuff. You. Easy to do, and it's something that we all need to be responsible and do, because we have the pleasure or privilege, I should say, of fishing in Mexican waters. We should abide by their rules, right, Ken?
Cheers to that.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Tom in Temecula, just about a minute left. You have a quick question for Ken? I knew Tom would be fast.
That's not Tom's
hey,
first
Tom.
Time. What's up, Tom?
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Ken, there's a lot of two-speed reels out there with different gear ratios.
Mm-hmm.
How important is the low-low? What should it be? There's 3-to-1, 2-to-1.
Good question.
And briefly explain free spool drag, what that is.
Okay, let's go backwards again. Free spool drag. So when you see that there on a lever drag reel, you preset your drag. As you preset that, as you turn that knob, you're getting the drag elements closer and closer and closer together, to where you can, even though you're in free spool, you can actually engage the drag. At that point, you will have no free spool. Okay? So that is the most, by doing that and then backing it back off till you have free spool, throw it in gear, that'll tell you how much drag is available on that reel just as it sits. Okay?
While maintaining free spool.
Going back to gear ratios, you see a lot of gear ratio changes. Oftentimes, those gear ratio numbers change with how tall the spool is. So, in other words, the taller the spool, the bigger the spool, the lower that low gear is going to be. It takes more to rotate that large spool. On smaller ones, you'll see a lot of 3-to-1 on a small reel as a low gear. It sounds like it's high, but now you're turning a little bitty spool. So the ratio is plenty strong to do it.
Very good. Hey, thanks for coming down, Tom. Appreciate you coming down to North County Ford.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's got a brand new pair of Maui Jims. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on 97.3 The Fan. When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
When it comes to Southern California sport fishing, two names stand out. Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern. We have the most complete selection of Shimano saltwater rods and reels, like Talica, Trinidad, and Tranx reels, plus Terramar and Therese rods. Our professional saltwater experts at Fisherman's Landing Tackle have the know-how to help you choose the right Shimano rod and reel for your next trip. When it comes to Shimano gear, you owe it to yourself to visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering great half- and full-day open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
There's nothing more peaceful than fishing. Just me, my pole, and some bait. Oh, and my life jacket, of course. I like fish, but I don't want to end up at the bottom of the water with them. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
Use your smart speaker to stream 97.3 The Fan.
Turn it on. See if it works.
Yeah, it'll be kind of like having Gwen and Chris right there in your living room.
Are you crazy?
But they won't take the remote from you. Just say, play 97.3 The Fan.
Who do you guys think they are?
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. All right, a big congratulations to the winner of the Maui Jim sunglasses with Shelly from Escondido. Congratulations. Yeah. You are going to love
those
Shelly,
glasses. Shelly, indeed. And who won the casting contest?
The winner of the casting contest is Sutton Miller.
Nice.
Number two,
now,
Dave.
Sutton's already qualified, so number two is going to get the qualifier today.
The qualifier today is Mo Gannon.
Nice, Mo.
All right, Mo.
And number three, Aaron Taylor.
Aaron Taylor, number three. They all get some great prizes. And let's go ahead and draw the random winner. Okay, Cowboy, go ahead and pull the random out of there. Real quick, Cowboy, right now. We're on the air. We got to go. All right, and the winner is Hector Escoparte.
All right, Hector, congratulations.
All right. Hector is
right
the random
on.
Winner. All right, very sweet. Good. And Ken Corwin from Ken's Custom Reels. Thank you very much.
Awesome. Thanks for having me. I love it when you
so
come
so much great information, and you are just fantastic. So,
anytime. I love coming here.
Yeah, and of course, this is your home turf.
This is it.
Yeah, so
short drive.
If somebody wants to come to Ken's at Ken's Custom Reels, how do we do it?
It's the Harbor, Oceanside Harbor Drive off the 5 freeway, and we're right on the water.
All right.
Down in the harbor.
Can't miss
it.
Ken's,
it's
right.
A small harbor. You can
it's
find it.
It's a small harbor. You'll find it for sure. And thank you very much, Ken. And
thank you.
Thanks for all you do for the sport fishing community. And thanks to Bill Lippis. Great job by Bill. Let's give him a big hand for
thanks,
getting
Bill.
Us on the air. And, of course, Brian and Adam right there in the 97.3 Fan Studios. I want to thank them. I want to thank Arnie. Happy birthday, Arnie. I want to thank Grant for all that he does, Tommy P and the Cowboy. And, of course, Wayne for helping out, too. And all of you, thank you very much for coming out and supporting our events here. We're going to be back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., back in the Fan Studios with Ken and Brad from Make-A-Wish Tuna Challenge. That's going to be a great show, 7 to 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. Again, thanks a lot to North County Ford and Vista and Robert and the whole gang here at North County Ford for their great support. And we'll see you tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., right back here on 97.3 The Fan.